Today we're going to be talking about significant figures. Do we know what I mean when I say significant figures?
Yes.
What does it mean?
Numbers
that aren't what?
Zero.
That's one of the rules. Any number that's not zero is significant. That's one of the significance rules. But what does significance mean? No, it's not importance. It's not importance. Because, and it's a very good point to make, if I have this many, this much, and I'm rounding it to, let's say, 0s are not significant. But are they important?
Yes.
Yes, they're important. Because if I put a dollar sign on here and I say those 0s are not important, you just had $130 million, now you have $13. Is that okay? No, those 0s are super important. They're just not significant because it's not telling you the precision. This is an exact number. I'm saying that I've got 125,325 dollars. Not 26, not 27, $25.
Very specific.
Yes. Well, how specific a number is. This number is not extremely specific. I have about $130 million. This one place here is not that important. Did I say I have $130 million and $1? Because I could have that $1 and 13 cents. But is that really relevant in the big scheme of things? No, I think this value over here is the important one, right? Or the significant one. Okay? So today we're going to be talking about what makes a number significant. So, rules of significance. So rule number one. We had the first rule over here. All numbers that are not zero are significant. If my handwriting gets really bad, tell me slow it down. Okay? So all numbers that are non-zeros are significant. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. Those are significant no matter what. The only thing you're trying to determine is if a 0 is significant or not. Because those are automatically significant. Okay? Yes.
That 0 right there is significant.
Which one?
The one at the top number.
Yes, it is. Why?
Because it expands the value. There's one of those numbers after it.
And it's between two significant. So that takes us to rule number two. So rule number two, any 0 between two significant digits is significant. So if I have 401, that 0 is significant. If I have 400000001, that all those 0s are significant because they are between two significant digits. Does that make sense? I like that you guys have seen significant figures and you are admitting to it and even remember the rules. So, yay. Oh, that's funny. All right, rule number three. A final zero or trailing zero. Is significant if there's a decimal. Jesus Christ, presence. How do you spell presence? Not like a gift present.
P-R-E-S-C. Wait, no, no. No, it's S-E-N-C.
So I was almost there, it just didn't look right because they weren't grouped right. That's on the podcast, the fact that I can't spell presents. I can spell presents because, you know, I like to receive presents. My husband's been doing well lately giving presents, so that's nice. All right, a final zero or a trailing zero after or in the presence of a decimal is significant. So what that means is if I have 42.0, that zero is significant because it's after a non-zero and there's a decimal present. Even if I do 42.0, both are significant. 420 with a decimal and nothing after it, that zero is significant because it's after a non-zero and there's a decimal present. If there's a decimal present and the zero comes after a non-zero, it's significant. No matter how far after, it's significant. Okay? Everything in between is significant as well. Ooh, almost choked. On nothing, like air. It's a special skill, choking on air. All right, rule number four. This is if a zero is not significant. So, hey, don't laugh. A lot of people say it like that. My ex-husband says it like that. Close the AC, close the lights. All right, so trailing zeros in a whole number are not significant. So what I mean by that zero is not significant. 360, it's after a non-zero, there's no decimal, there's no number that's not zero after it, so it's insignificant. It is important because $360 is very different than $36. So it's an important placeholder. It's just not significant because I can have anywhere between $364 or $355 to make it more specific. Yes, ma'am.
So why is it significant if it's like 0.0, but it's still the same? Like 360 is equal to
360.0. Because there's a decimal there, I say that this number is a zero. Like I actually have $420. It's not a range, it didn't round to this. I actually have that exact amount. Does that make sense? Okay, good question. That's not this. All right, so that's rule four. Last rule number five. You don't start counting till you get to the first non-zero. I just said last rule. So zeros before the first non-zero are not significant. So zeros before the first non-zero are not significant. So 0.00050. All of these zeros are insignificant because you don't start counting until you get to the first non-zero. And you don't retroactively go back in time and start counting after you started counting. So if I'm throw it on the ground, I'll use this one. Thank you. If I, so I'm here, I haven't hit the first zero, so I pass it. I mean non-zero. Pass it, haven't hit it, there. I start counting. I don't go like, oh, okay, I found a non-zero, let me go back and count these. No, you skip them. Don't go back and count them. They're insignificant. They're placeholders, they're important. They're not significant. Is this zero significant? Yes, it's significant. Why is it significant? It's a trailing zero in the presence of a decimal. So it's after the first non-zero in the presence of a decimal. All right, let me give you guys a few to work on. Test it out a little bit. These will be called sig figs. Yep, significant figures, sig figs. Throwing stuff on the ground today. Let's work on this at lecture hall. This is not a group activity. Again, independent work. I want to see if you can do this, not if your group can do this. All right, just tell me the number of significant figures. Okay, I want to know how many of the numbers, like, so I have 48.03, there's four numbers there. I want to know how many of those numbers are significant. Huh? Yeah, all of them are. And why? Okay, first one, 48.03, how many significant figures? Four. We know that 48 and 3 are significant because all numbers that are not zero are significant. Why is this one significant? Yes. Very good. It's between two significant figures. Why else? It's after the decimal. It's a trailing zero after the decimal. Because this is after the decimal, but it isn't significant. All right, number two. Yes. There's three. These three are significant. Why are these not significant? They're leading zeros. They're before the first non-zero. Why is this one? In between two significant and? After the non-zero, after a decimal. Very good. This one? Very good. One. Why are these insignificant? Very good. They're trailing zeros and there's no decimal. So trailing whole number, zeros. How about here? Very good. Three. Why is this one significant? Trailing zero in the presence of a decimal. Good job. Good job. All right. Last thing that we'll cover, and then I'll give you guys your independent work. Adding, subtracting, multiplying, and dividing with significant figures. Yes, thank you. All right, so multiplying and dividing. All right, I don't know if that is the correct math word, factor, but I'll explain what I mean. So the answer can't have more significant figures than the number that you're multiplying or dividing that has the least significant figures. So if I take 10 times 15, that equals 150, because that's what you get in the calculator, right? How many significant figures are in 10? One. How many are in 15? Two. So my answer can only have one significant figure. My answer can only have one significant figure because this one has the least number of significant figures in it. So whatever your answer is, it cannot have more than the number that has the least. Okay? So now I have to round this to one significant figure. What would that be? If I went to 100, yeah, it's got to be 200 because 5 rounds up. So 200 because that's one significant figure. Do you guys want to try another one? Where am I? All right, so here's our problem. 58.78 centimeters times 2.45 centimeters equals 39.111 centimeters. Yes. No, it depends on which of the numbers has the least number of significant figures. So this one still has one, so the answer can still only have one. Good question for clarification. Okay. How many significant figures can my answer have? Three. How do we know that? Three is the least. This one has three significant figures. How many does this have? Four. So the least is three. So this can only have three. One, two, three. Cut it there. That doesn't round up. So 139. So the answer is 139 centimeters squared. Yes. That would be, well, yeah. Why is it wrong? Very good. One does not round up. So you have to round down with the 0.1. All right. One thing students always do, they confuse addition and subtraction with multiplication and division. So for addition and subtraction, it does not have to do with the overall significant figures. It has to do with the precision of it, so the number of digits after the decimal. So, So adding and subtracting. Don't know where that, oh, there it is. I'm glad I erased it with my hand. Where is it? Yeah. So with these, I like to elementary school line them up because it's easier that way. What I mean by that, so let's take 2.45 plus 1.2. So line it up elementary school style. That's going to give me 3.65. So with this, this one has the least number of digits after the decimal, so I can only have one number after the decimal. But it's a 5, so it rounds up. So yeah, 3.7 is my answer. Okay? Does that make sense? I can't scan in things I write on the board. All right, let me give you guys one. I don't have any like made out already, so let me. All right, here's your example. She had asked before. Yeah, so this one's super easy. You just take the 0 off, lop it off. It doesn't even round. Okay, I'm sorry. We have to turn the air back on. I'm dying. Oh. If you need to move to the other, like out of the blast zone over there, I understand. Find a seat over here. All right, so I'm passing this out for you. You're welcome. It has identification, rounding, adding, subtracting, and multiplication of significant figures. Well, I figured better all on one sheet than a sheet for each one. Because I don't feel that you guys should do extra work if you can get it in this amount of work. Why do all those sheets of redundant work, right? All right, go ahead and work on that. You can work with your partner at lecture hall. Library. There we go.